Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And in the words of superfan Johan Otterstrom, thank God it's Friday, because it's Casual Friday when I am joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm great. How are you?
You are great, honey. You look good. I'm just kidding. Anyway, okay, so what are we going to talk about first, Elisa?
Well, we wanted to talk about the new product that Spanx is putting out.
Yes, I'm getting my, I'm hoping there's some in my stocking this year. I want a pair of Manx.
Manx, it's Spanx for men.
Well, it's more than that, right? Spanx has now opened up a couple retail locations. They are so popular that they are now the Victoria's Secrets of undergarments. What do they call it? Not undergarments. What do they call it now? It's called something wear. Shapewear.
Shapewear. Mm-hmm.
They are the Victoria's Secrets of shapewear. So you can walk into any Spanx. Soon you'll be able to walk into a Spanx location and buy yourself a Spanx bra, a Spanx bathing suit. What will they think of next?
They have Spanx workout clothing.
Yeah.
With tummy control. And when I saw that, my question to you is, well, it's going to be cutting off blood circulation. What's going to happen if you're doing exercising, if you're exercising with that on?
And let's be honest. Look, I want to be as gracious as possible about this. To the women out there who are in transition to the body that they want, and right now they're wearing Spanx so that they can put it under a garment, under a dress or under a pair of pants, your body doesn't look like your body when you're wearing Spanx. It takes a different shape. Everybody knows that. You look like you're squished into a sausage casing.
Well, interestingly enough, the male model that they have on their website has on a shirt that has gut gauge on it. And
right.
Evidently it has different levels of power that will hold your gut in.
And they use words like power.
Power, you know? Levels.
Yeah, power levels. My stomach is strong because I have a power level.
But the
level.
Guy in the photo has a six-pack abs. He's ripped. But then it
Without the Spanx on, without the Manx on.
Well, no, it just shows a white one, but you can see the muscles through his white Spanx.
Right.
But then it has a smaller photo with the before and after, and it looks like he's
pushing his belly out.
Yeah.
And
so
he probably
looks
sad,
like he has a
right?
small gut, and then after there's like, you know, he's gone.
And what about his face? Is his face sad in the before picture when he's pushing his stomach out?
They don't have his picture of his face.
Because usually they make the face sad too. It's like, I'm fat, I don't like it. And then now I have my Spanx on, I'm happy.
Yeah, they don't show his any face at all.
But you could see that he's very lean.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't, let's put it this way, you could see that he doesn't need Manx.
Look, you know, there's a place for it, but
yeah. It's under your clothes. And that was my point. If you have to wear Spanx workout clothes to the gym, you're not spending near enough time on your program and at the gym and on your diet. Because mm-hmm. the whole idea is not to have to hide your body through smoke and mirrors, but to have the body that makes you proud. You know, I love it. Dan John, I think, was the first person on my show who said, you know, the objective of everybody who goes to the gym is they want to look good naked. And that's really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look good naked. You can't, you're not.
Plus, be healthy too.
Well, yeah, of course. Absolutely. Right. But more people are motivated, unfortunately, by looking good naked than being healthy.
Something else that I wanted to talk about really quick here. They evidently have obese mannequins or supersized mannequins now in stores, which I'm sure they've had them for a while, like in Lane Bryant and some of those types of stores. But
right.
Someone posted a picture of a obese mannequin that has gone viral. They actually had it on one of the Today shows.
Now, does it look like a 300? Like, does it look like portly? Does it look really big? I mean, what does it look like?
It looks like an obese man.
Really?
With a undershirt and some...
Like man boobs a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And a belly sticking out and a pair of briefs on.
Right. That's amazing. So, of course, let's face it, right? You walk into a store... And you want to buy clothes, and you want to know how they're going to look on you. And if you're looking at those clothes hanging on a traditional mannequin, he doesn't look like you.
It was posted originally on a forum called Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T.
I've heard of that, yeah.
And they posted a photo of what they called a big-boned display model. and it said, anyone else horrified that they make obese mannequins now? And it received... hundreds of thousands of comments. Someone said, obese people being sold clothes, ? That's just treating them like people.
In other words, they're saying, like, why are you being such
exactly.
a jerk
and
about
then
this?
Another one said, OMG, it's about time. I've always hated seeing the size I have to get displayed on a much smaller model than trying it on to see what it looks like completely different on me.
And see, this is really the problem with obesity, in my opinion. Obesity, most people have given up on their obesity. They've given up. They feel that they could not, because let's face it, every obese person out there, and I am a former obese person, doesn't want to be obese. But I guess at some point in time, you give up and you go, you know what? I want the things around me to accommodate me instead of me accommodating them.
It's not fat. It's just big framed, someone else said.
Oh, that's nonsense. Because if you strip all the flesh away, the bones are all the same size of us.
And then someone commented, I just fear that obese will become the new normal as we try to be politically correct about it.
Too late. It already is. Look. I got a bunch of comments. I didn't even share this with you. I got a bunch of comments about my... in my humble opinion article in the last newsletter. And someone posted a comment on Facebook today, on the board, saying that I should have been more sensitive, that if the airline was able to get her there, they should have been able to get her back. And that's not what we're discussing here with that situation. But how are airlines supposed to be prepared?
You're talking about the post that you posted
on Vilma
about
Soltes.
Vilma Soltes.
Yeah. You know, how are the airlines supposed to be prepared to handle a non-ambulating 425-pound one-legged person with ease? It's handing somebody, would you like orange juice and peanuts?
Well, here. Like you said to me, how is she going to be? She won't fit into the bathroom.
No, what if she had to go potty?
Did and that was from, remember, that was from Hungary to New York.
Right. And I mean, I'm not even debating the logistics of why is she dead? She's dead because she didn't go to the hospital in Hungary. Let's be clear about this, because there are a lot of legitimate reasons she couldn't have gotten on that plane.
Well, I think you tried to be sensitive because you made some sensitive comments in the article. Did they not read the article?
Probably not. Oh, they don't. People read my articles, but they don't agree with them, so they act like they didn't read it. They act like the message wasn't there. I said I do agree. They should have been able to get her home, but the problem was, they weren't able to get her home quick enough because she had unique needs, and she should have gone to the hospital when she was in Hungary.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so anyway.
So in this article about the obese mannequin, it says that, which we know, nearly 70% of Americans now fall into the overweight or obese category. The average American size is size 14. On the reverse of that, the average mannequin is size 4 to 6. So that leads me to a conversation that I had yesterday with one of my friends, and she said that she was appalled when she heard on the television that the average weight of an American woman is 157 pounds.
And I got to believe it's more than that.
Well, and I was driving, so I didn't really have time to think about her comment. But in retrospect, let's think about that, because a 157-pound woman, so one could have 30% body fat and somebody else could have 15% body fat because she has more muscle.
Right.
So it, you know, did.
And her form factor is smaller, which is exactly the reason why you tried on a dress recently that you haven't worn in how many years?
Four or five.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you said you were afraid to try it on because
it's a beautiful dress and it's a cocktail dress. And I wanted to try it on to see if I could wear it to an event. And I was afraid to
because
I didn't know if it would
scale.
Fit.
Well, let me lead into this. Because when you step on the scale today versus 5 years ago, you register higher. Gravity has a different effect on you now than 5 years ago. So you automatically assumed, I'm not going to fit into this dress anymore.
I was worried about it. So I tried it on and it fits better now than it did then.
Because you are?
I'm leaner
and
because
more
of
muscular.
Muscle. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, and this is, and part of my frustration is the truth is that you even have a difficult time unlocking from the scale.
I do.
Yeah.
I have to.
All women do.
I have to really reprogram the way I think because had I been reprogrammed, I would have automatically said that. Well, what about lean muscle mass as opposed to fat, body fat percentage? And it took me a while of thinking about it before, you know, I'm not reprogrammed myself to think that way yet.
Yes, yes. So the reality is how you tip the scale matters.
It's society.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the way that the weight that you tip the scale with matters. It really, really does.
Right. Right. But back to the Vilma Soltes article that you wrote, I thought that you were trying to be sensitive.
Oh, I was. I didn't do it because I wanted to be politically correct. I read the article and I was horrified. I really was. What I was really horrified most of was this. How did they allow this woman to get on the plane to leave New York in the first place? The airlines must be so desperate. I know that they bought 3 seats just for her. So that, those of you out there saying, oh, well, you know, she's going to, no, they didn't try to fit her into 1 seat. They tried to fit her into 3 seats, which was appropriate for someone her size. But she was non-ambulating. They must have made special heroic efforts here in New York because we probably have better airports here in the United States than they do in Hungary, for instance. When getting her home, they were not equipped to handle her.
It's a sad story no matter how you look at it. It really is, and it's just sad.
But her husband made the decision
he made
that
the executive
cost her life, in my opinion, and I will defend this statement to anyone, because they could have gotten her to a hospital in Hungary, and I'm sure that they have a dialysis machine in Hungary.
He
somewhere.
Decided not to because he thought the level of care would not be as good as it is in New York.
And who, but any, that could be true.
But any type of care at that point would
yes.
be better than none.
And she'd be alive today. Granted, they would not have been able to
they
do
they could have stabilized her.
Yes. And they could have stabilized her while the airlines jockeyed and said, okay, we need a special this. We need, and they could have done it without being, instead of letting her sit in that house and die.
Mm-hmm.
The airlines didn't kill her. The airlines definitely screwed up. They screw up every day. But people who fit in the seats can't even get on flights and they get bounced all the time.
Well, I can remember I was in San Francisco last year sometime and got kicked off the flight, remember?
Yeah.
Got kicked off the flight and had to fly the next day.
But that's because you were too hot.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. All right, listen, we have to take a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to mention the boycott list that's up on Facebook, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com. TrueNutrition.com today. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the superhuman nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-Hour Delivery Multivitamin Patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce Multivitamin Patch banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
What the...
What happened?
What the? That's the one of the mortal sins of radio. They call it dead air. Listen, it's Will Smith when he was the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Okay,
well,
welcome back.
He's come a long way.
Yeah, I actually like him.
I do too.
And
I like
back.
His family. I like his wife. I mean, they're such
Jada.
A good family.
I like Jada Pinkett when she was on In Living Color too. She was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so welcome back to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Okay, so what's the one thing that you go to regularly when you're shopping in a grocery store for produce?
If I'm not at the farmer's market,
right,
and
that's
I'm
what I mean.
Even Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, wherever I am, I pull up the Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen Clean 15 list.
To make sure that,
and mostly now I know it in my head, but,
right.
But sometimes if I have a question, I'll pull that up to see, like, you know, apples and celery, you have to buy organic.
I've seen you in Trader Joe's looking at something, a piece of fruit, a produce, and it's a great deal, and you thinking, I wonder if this is one of the Clean 15. You grab your iPhone, you press the QR button for your software, you go to that thing and you look at it, right?
Uh-huh.
Great tool, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I decided to put on superhumanradio.com the Boycott These Brands list. These are the companies that spent millions and millions and millions of dollars derailing Prop 37. Mm-hmm. And I figured, you know what? I talk about voting with our dollars all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're out there in the grocery store and you're about to make a purchase that you don't normally purchase, the kids are bugging you. They're saying, oh, Mom, we want Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Can we have Ben and Jerry's ice cream? And you're like, okay, this one time. And then you think, wait a minute. Was Ben and Jerry's one of those companies that derailed Prop 37? Because if they are, I'm going to buy Haagen-Dazs instead.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, if you go to any of our Facebook pages, or if you go to superhumanradio.com and click the today's blog post, there's a little QR code that you can scan with your smartphone. And then when you're out, you can do what you used to do with the environmental working group. You can just go to your QR software and pull that page up again, and it has the list of all the companies.
That's going to be very convenient.
I know. And plus, the phone numbers are there, too, and the parent company is there. So, for instance, like Ben & Jerry's is owned by Unilever. Unilever was the company that donated all the money to derail Prop 37. Ben & Jerry's customer service line is 802-846-1500.
Give them a call and tell them that you're never going to buy their products again.
Yeah, or better yet, you're standing in the grocery store and you're just about to pull the trigger on voting with your dollars, and you take 2 seconds and you dial that number. They answer fast. You don't ring. You get a live person on these kind of lines.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And as soon as they answer, say, hey, I'm standing at such grocery, just want to let you know I'm not buying your Ben & Jerry's ice cream because you derailed Prop 37. Just want to let you know. Have a great day. Bye. And hang up. And if people started doing that, these companies would go, holy mackerel, we're losing millions and millions of dollars because of that stupid decision we made in California. We're not doing that again. But it will not happen unless we vote with our dollars. So you can easily have this list available to you on your smartphone by going to superhumanradio.com and scanning the QR code, or scan it from Facebook. It's on the two different Facebook pages. And save it as one of your favorites in your QR software. That's it.
It's a great tool.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's use it. Let's put some walk behind the talk, and let's start voting with our dollars. Let's start abandoning these companies. Let's start letting them know that as a member of the superhuman nation, we are not going to take this. Maybe the rest of the country will, but we're not doing it. That's all.
Just as, since I'm not that smart when I use my smartphone, when you're scanning it, make sure it lines up in the lines with the little box. Otherwise, it won't scan in.
Yeah, it's got to fit into those little, that little target box there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
we were talking about obesity a little while ago. Let's go the other end of the spectrum.
Okay.
And talk about anorexia for a minute.
Okay.
Evidently, and thanks to Nick Guggs, he posted this, hundreds of websites are urging girls to starve themselves for perfection.
Yeah.
And it's evidently from teenage girls who are posting their websites about themselves. And one girl posted a website, and within 2 hours, she had 36 followers telling her how wonderful she was and how that she was their idol.
And she was anorexic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really?
It says, teenage girls are becoming involved in dangerous games of competitive dieting thanks to the proliferation proliferation, say that 10 times, of pro anorexia websites.
Oh, that's why there's pro and then pro again.
Between 400 and 500 websites promoting anorexia and related eating disorders
as a method of losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're promoting anorexia, but not only as a method of losing weight, I should say, but as a model for your body.
They tell people how to stay thin, promoting diets of 400 to 500 calories a day.
Oh, my God. And I bet you they also promote using laxatives.
Backed by coffee, cigarettes, diet pills, and laxatives.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
They encourage starving for perfection, featuring celebrities such as Victoria Beckham and Keira Knightley.
You think Keira Knightley starves herself? I really like her.
I think she's a great actress. I can't wait to see her new movie coming out.
She is skinny.
Yeah.
But then so is Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
I mean, she's... looks like she's working hard to lose a lot of weight.
She looks... Oh, remember that picture? She looked horrible.
I know.
Angelina Jolie. But anyway, back to the article. It said more than 500,000 people visited the sites in 1 year.
Wow.
I mean, these are all teenage girls.
Yeah,
that'd
sad.
Be like your daughter.
And you know what's funny? When Taylor went to performing arts school, and she was in the ballet program, and all the ballerinas were tiny little waifish girls, and Taylor, you was very, very self-conscious about her weight, and she had a great figure. She was like, she looked really nice. She wasn't overweight, but she used to say to me, you know, I got to lose weight. And I'd say, why? And she goes, you got to see some of these girls. And I saw some of these girls. The girls that were in that ballet program looked like little boys, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get caught up in a unrealistic model of what your body is supposed to look like. And you're screwed.
Well, and I think it's getting better in society because the waif look for the models are really not as popular as they used to be, and now it's the more curvy
people. Yeah, women, yes. Women who have more shape to them and more carry more muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, with the obesity epidemic going the way it is, by the year 2030, the obese people will be eating all those little waifs as snacks.
So. I'm not so sure about that. But.
Anyway, okay. So, what else would you like to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
I would like to talk about grapefruit and yes. how it's a bad fit with so many new drugs.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
Nick Guggs posted this one also. Thanks, Nick.
And it's all over the news too. They're talking about the fact that that people are having really bad interactions. I mean, it could double and triple your dose really fast.
It says here that because of new chemical formulations, prescription drugs that interact badly with grapefruit have more than doubled in number since 2008. The number of drugs on the market with the potential to produce serious adverse and in many cases life-threatening effects when combined with grapefruit has markedly increased over the past few years from 17 to 43.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And you know, I remember a time when pharmacies would put a caution sticker on the side of a drug.
Do they still do that?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time. I mean, I'm talking about a long, long time ago.
It says there is so much greater need for healthcare professionals to understand the grapefruit drug interaction and to apply this information to the safer use of drugs in their clinical practice. And according to this article, doctors aren't aware.
No. I was just going to say, while you were saying that, I was saying it's highly unlikely that doctors are going to tell their patients, now, this drug I'm prescribing for you, you can no longer drink or eat grapefruits. They're going to wait for the pharmacy to tell them. That's my bet. They're not going to have that discussion.
85 drugs interact with grapefruit, 43 of which have serious side effects.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's very, very dangerous.
Certain cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, blood pressure drugs, organ transplant rejection drugs,
right.
Cardiovascular drugs.
Yeah. So you take your blood pressure med with a glass of grapefruit juice. Blood pressure drops so dramatically they end up rushing you to the hospital because you have barely a pulse. I mean, these things have happened before.
So a spokesman for the Heart Association, the American Heart Association, says that little is known about how often, and this guy's a doctor, obviously, little is known about how often these adverse effects occur in real-world practices. Further studies are necessary.
And sure.
And meanwhile, people are dying.
Yes, and let's not forget why no one is picking up the phone and calling the FDA and saying, I had an adverse reaction.
Because they don't know.
They're not putting two and two together. I'm sure that the emergency room doctor and the follow-up physician are not putting it together that you had grapefruit juice that day. Because mm-hmm. you're thinking to yourself, that's a no big deal. Like, I mean, I have grapefruit juice, I have orange juice, I have apple juice. Why, I have to start keeping track of what juices I drink? Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on pharmaceutical drugs, absolutely.
Yep.
So. And let's kind of segue right into the whole discussion about generic Lipitor recall because of actual little bits of glass being in the tablets. Isn't it Ranbaxy that produces that particular one?
Mm-hmm.
And since we're talking about statin drugs and lipid-lowering drugs for a moment, apparently the reality is that the FDA, as usual, is really not on their game at all, that these companies are out there kind of shooting from the hip with their production process and so on.
And they're releasing it early before before they've researched it or even, I don't even think they went to the site where it's being made
to review it,
right.
To take a look at do a site review to see if they're producing it according to standards. So now obviously, as was pointed out today on the news, These quote unquote shards of glass are so small that they're inconsequential. Like having a piece of sand in the tablet. You're not going to notice it. It's not like it's going to cut a hole in your intestines as it exits your body. But still, this is an example. The FDA does not guarantee the American public safety. And anybody out there who believes that those three letters imply you can take this drug, you can use this medication, you can take this doctor's advice who's telling you to follow these procedures with complete and utter security and safety, you're an idiot because the FDA provides no safety whatsoever.
Here it says on the Forbes website, generics from other manufacturers have not been recalled. The recall is a small positive for Pfizer, which makes branded Lipitor. Pfizer also has a generic drug named Greenstone. The division is named Greenstone, and some consumers might feel more comfortable asking for the Greenstone generic Lipitor. So what that tells me is that Pfizer is going to win from this.
Yes. And what did I say when we heard the news? I said a Pfizer representative must have broke in there and dropped some glass dust in their powder before they pressed it into tablets. Because Pfizer has been so beside itself that Lipitor lost its patent protection and it was becoming generic.
It makes you wonder.
Yeah, like, you know, listen, I've heard crazier things, right? Who would have believed Watergate really was going to happen under the Nixon administration? I mean, crazier things have happened. We have to take a break. That's a pretty crazy thing because it feels like we just took a break, doesn't it? But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We've got more stories to talk about. This is Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometime pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinistane RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorbed
absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbaline. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah.
I think you've
heard
this one before.
Check this out.
I like this song. Because it breaks into Run DMC.
And you have a t-shirt that says Run DMC.
That's right.
And every time you wear it, everybody says,
I like that t-shirt.
Oh,
come on, hurry up. I got a show to do.
So you wear it all the time.
Yeah, I wear it to sleep so I look cool in my dreams. Anyway.
Okay, just a little bit more about the FDA, and then we can move on. It says in this article, is the FDA just a little too little, a little too late? This coming on the heels of the meningitis outbreak,
right,
with the compound pharmacy and the generic version of the antidepressant Wellbutrin, which was also recalled just recently. I think that was in September.
Right.
The FDA has been criticized for being too lenient with manufacturers.
Well, and let's be honest. They're not there to protect the public.
Well, and then here it says, while some might argue it is good that the FDA caught this problem and that it is a sign things are working, others might criticize the FDA for approving the generic Lipitor while knowing how poor Ramboxi's history has been.
Right, right.
So I'm...
And Wellbutrin, they said, didn't even work. The generic one wasn't even working.
It doesn't even work, yes.
It's like it doesn't have something in it. It's missing something. It's like... And this is why people are afraid of generics. This is why people want, when they have a prescription drug, they want to stay with the manufacturer of the prescription drug and not go with the generic. So, again, the FDA is a complete and utter failure. They just, you know what? I read an article just recently, an old article, about the guy who was on Vioxx, the whistleblower from Vioxx. And to this day, he is still ostracized. He still works for the FDA. You would think that the FDA would be applauding this guy. You would think that the FDA would be hugging him and saying, you made us look good. We did good. We protected people. It was estimated that some 1,600 people died because of Vioxx. And literally, you know, tens of thousands suffered some form of injury from taking Vioxx. And this guy got to the bottom of it. And he was the one who blew the whistle. And every one of his upper management, all the way up to the top in the FDA, tried to get him to recant. They tried to get him to back down. Yes, he talks openly about it. They tried to get him to change his position. They even tried to,
they wanted him to lie.
Yes. And even when he didn't, when he refused to recant, then they went to the British Journal of Medicine that he was submitting his peer-reviewed paper to and said that he was a nut and he had problems within the organization and his paper should be discounted. But the BMJ and all the other journals, they looked at the research and said, you know what? This looks legit. We're publishing it. And so the FDA was pissed off. To this day, when he walks down the hall at the FDA, his superiors, the management people, they walk by him. He says, I'm a ghost. When I walk down the hall, they don't say hello to me. They don't wish me Merry Christmas. But amongst his peers, the other scientists in the quiet rooms, he's a hero. He's a hero. Yeah.
Well, it just makes you wonder what's going on behind closed doors.
Oh, come on. You know, what I don't understand is this. Why didn't someone at Congress, you know, why didn't one of these politicians come and say, we want a special inquisition on the FDA. 1,600 American lives were lost because the FDA lied.
No, but they're going to close a compound pharmacy because
right.
they killed, what?
I don't remember.
Less than 50 people.
Right, right. Well, that's a great example. There you go. I mean, where is the outrage? Because you know why? Because these pharmaceutical companies, they drop millions of dollars in politicians' pockets. They drop millions of dollars in the FDA's pockets. The FDA, when they leave the FDA, they go to work for these companies.
Well, and then they're yelling that there needs to be, you know, the vitamins need to be
overseen
by the FDA.
Yeah.
But yet they're taking glass particles in their Lipitor.
And they're not even checking the stuff.
And the FDA is going to do a good job with supplements. They can't even handle what they're doing now.
That's exactly what Bill Falloon's statement is from Life Extension Foundation. He says, how can they handle supplements is a bigger industry than pharmaceutical drugs as far as industry size, not necessarily revenue size. They can't manage what they have now, he says. How are they going to then absorb an industry that is three times larger than the current pharmaceutical industry and manage that too? And it's the truth. No, the FDA needs to be dismantled, and people at the FDA need to go to jail.
Say they need to go to hell.
Well, no, you know what? I listened to an old show that I did with Anthony Roberts, like 3 years old. When was the last Winter Olympics?
It was 3 years ago.
3 years ago, right? It was in Utah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so during that period of time, there was a huge crackdown on underground growth hormone coming into the United States, which is always happens around the time of the Olympics, right? And so Anthony happened to do a show with me. GenSci, one of the major manufacturers of the best growth hormone in the world, had a subdivision that was selling growth hormone to unlicensed people in the United States and abroad. The representative at the FDA, their version of the FDA, was in cahoots. Do you know what they did to him? What do you think the worst thing you can do to some government person when you find out that they are in collusion and corrupt? What happens in the United States?
He should have been put in prison.
They killed him. They put him to death. I swear to God, this is the truth.
How?
I don't know. Lethal injection, hang him, flog him, drag him through the street. I don't know. They put him to death.
Did he get a trial?
Yeah. He got a trial. They showed that there was collusion. They showed there was corruption. They showed that he turned his back on the sale of growth hormone into other countries to unlicensed individuals, that he was getting money and or favor from the companies that were profiting from it. And once he was found guilty, his sentence was death, and they killed him.
And he didn't have, like, a time in jail like most people do where they sit
in the United States?
Yes.
Where they get to balloon up to 450 pounds and then say, no, you can't kill me now because I'm too fat?
Yes.
No. They killed him summarily. They were like, okay, put him to death. Who else out there do we have to kill? I mean, you know what? This was serious. And here in the United States, we can't even call the people from the FDA on the carpet. Never mind. I mean, I'm not suggesting we kill them. But lock them up for 30, 40, 50 years so that the message goes out there that, hey, when you sacrifice the lives and health of the American people for your own gain and the gain of your clients, you get punished.
Okay, can we switch gears now?
Of course.
I want to talk about food.
Okay, me too. I'm hungry.
I used to tell, my mother used to, when I was younger, she used to tell me that she was afraid I would be anorexia. And I said, no, I'll never be anorexic, Mom. I love to eat.
Yeah. That'll never be a problem.
Okay. So anyway, celery. You know, I read an article from Life Extension about mm-hmm. celery, and I understand that celery is green, but I never knew that it had so many good vitamins in it. Because when you think of greens, you think of spinach and kale and broccoli and things like that. But actually, celery is really good for you.
And ironically, the best part of the celery is what people mostly throw away.
The leaves.
And you know me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I use that.
Yeah, yes, so. My mother always used the leaves.
It's where all the flavor is.
You cook with it, and it's where a lot of the nutrients are as well.
Yeah.
But it contains each stalk along with its seeds and leaves of celery contain vitamin K, folate, vitamin A, potassium, vitamin C, and it also contains a unique compound called 3-N-butylphthalate.
Okay, phthalate, okay, phthalate.
Which is shown to enhance cognitive function.
Right. And it's been shown to lower blood pressure very, very effectively.
Incorporating celery into your daily diet can provide numerous health benefits, from treating gout to safeguarding against cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetes.
There you go.
And
you know what the best way to get celery is? Juice it. You take celery, you take...
I've never done that.
Oh, it's the best. Randy Roach gave me a recipe. It's celery... what's the stuff that nobody eats that always comes out on your plate? Parsley? Celery, parsley, and something else. And you juice it in the morning. You drink it first thing in the morning. And you talk about getting – but obviously it has – celery especially has to be organic. because it sieves up everything.
Oh, yes. If you buy celery, make sure it's organic.
Always.
Because if you put celery in a cup of water, it absorbs that water.
Right,
like,
right.
Instantly.
Yeah, yeah. It's
so you know it's going to absorb stuff while it's growing,
right,
too.
Right, right. No, absolutely.
Celery belongs, wait a minute. Celery is derived from wild celery that contains more leaves and less stalks.
Mm-hmm.
Although celery is believed to have originated in the Mediterranean, it is also indigenous to Nepal, China, and India.
Interesting.
It was first recognized for its medicinal properties as early as the 9th century before being utilized as a food source during the Middle Ages.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Can you still get wild celery, you think?
I don't know.
I'd love to find some because I love the leaves. The leaves are where all the flavor is.
Right. So, I mean, it's like I just said, diabetes prevention, cardioprotective
health.
Effects,
yeah.
Anti-cancer power. So the next time you want a snack, just put a little almond butter on some celery.
Yeah, that's actually very good. Right?
I love that as a snack.
In fact, I used to make a snack for my kids, but this is before I knew that peanut butter was not as good, but it's called Ants on a Log. Have you ever heard of it?
Well, you put
celery,
raisins.
Yeah, you pick celery, you put peanut butter inside that little crevasse,
uh-huh.
And then you put raisins on top, and it looks like ants walking along a log.
Oh, cute.
And I used to tell the kids, it's Ants on a Log, and they would eat it up. They loved it.
That's
so you just
good
use
idea.
Just use almond butter instead.
Okay, next. I want to talk about oranges. And
okay.
This is for you, Carmela. She posted this, and she actually put on a post that she was overdosing on oranges.
Yeah, be careful because you can cause some gastric problems if you're not careful with too
really?
Much orange.
Oh, it says 12 reasons to eat oranges. And, you know, I don't typically eat oranges on a routine basis, but
mm-hmm.
After reading this, I may add it to, you know.
One or two here and there.
Mm-hmm. It says that it's one of nature's power fruits. Studies have shown that the pectin present in oranges can help to suppress appetite for up to 4 hours after eating. Oranges help to activate the body's own detoxification process, and even the skin and zest of this fruit contain antioxidants, which help to transport oxygen around the body and protect the skin from free radicals.
Wow.
You're awfully quiet.
Oh, I'm listening. I'm learning.
Recent research also suggests that oranges contain a natural skin cancer-fighting chemical that isn't an alternative to using sunscreens, but it does help.
Do you have to rub the orange on you or you have to eat it?
I think you have to eat it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
An excellent source of dietary fiber. They contain large quantities of citrus luminoids.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, I guess lemons and lime do as well.
Yeah. But all citrus fruit contains some amount of naringin.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that grapefruit contains the most. And naringin is what's responsible for causing drugs not to be modulated by the liver properly. So I have to believe that if you're taking some of those drugs that are affected by grapefruit, that it's probably not a wise thing to drink a lot of orange juice either. But I could be wrong. I mean, I just think that's another concern.
Limonoids have also been shown to reduce cholesterol levels in human cells.
Wow.
A good source of vitamin B, folate.
Mm-hmm.
One orange provides 7% of the daily requirement of potassium.
Wow.
Potassium.
Like the police.
A powerhouse of phytochemicals. Soluble pectin, which helps to reduce blood cholesterol levels.
And you know, but Del Musa, when we did that show on pesticides,
mm-hmm.
that was done in Germany,
oh, yeah.
One of the things that he pointed out was that even organic oranges occasionally had some residue of pesticide. So you absolutely have to buy organic. You cannot buy conventional. Conventional citrus fruits are some of the most heavily sprayed fruits and vegetables out there.
I have a little small lemon tree in the sunroom, and it had 4 lemons on it.
And I was shocked by how these lemons tasted.
The other day we were making spinach, and Carl likes to put lemon juice on the spinach.
After I sauteed it,
and
right.
He said, are there any lemons? I said, well, there's some on the lemon tree.
And I went and I picked one, and I cut it.
And you bit into the other half and said it tastes like a tangerine, and it did.
And it was so good.
Yeah, it was
and
sweet.
Obviously, there were no pesticides on that because no. I know I grew that thing. So yeah. It's so awesome to be able to do that.
Yeah, yeah, that was really cool.
I said, I guess people in Florida are used to this, but here in Kentucky.
Oh, never mind Florida. In Arizona, when I would walk to and from the gym in the morning, I would walk under probably 3-4 dozen lemon trees and orange trees. And sometimes on the way home, I would reach up and grab one and pull it off.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then the last one here. According to a study in Finland, women who ate oranges regularly had 50% less risk of heart disease.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good thing.
So there you have it, 12 reasons to eat oranges.
12 reasons to eat oranges. It sounds like something for Christmas, right? The 12 days of Christmas?
Uh-huh.
We have to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have lots more things to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Slim Thugger. You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls got to keep down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce multivitamin patch banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com. To learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Titan Organics is a direct importer of the finest organic virgin coconut oil from pristine Philippines farmland. Their raw, organic, and kosher centrifuged coconut oil is the finest available in the world. They're so confident that you've never experienced a finer coconut oil that the first 100 Superhuman Radio listeners get a free 15-ounce jar. If you love coconut oil for cooking, skin, and hair care, or if you eat it out of the jar like Carl does, you're going to be absolutely blown away. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Titan Organics banner ad to get your free jar today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah. One, three. Yeah. Please don't stop the move.
Nuts. Yeah. Solid as a rock.
This girl on my talk, oh she a go make me run. When me pop it, she bad fi cry and tell
Del Musa, who lives in Munster, Germany.
Did he
after with the show we did yesterday? Because sometimes see, I have these bumper songs that have German music in them.
Uh huh.
And so after the show, we talked for a little while, and I asked him. I said, "Did you understand?" He goes, "Yeah, it's actually a very good song. I'm very familiar with it." And he goes, there's one line in there, something to the effect of, take all the furniture and throw it out the window. We need room to dance in here or something like that. And it's so cool. I love these mashups that have the German lyrics from popular German songs in them.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they really sound good.
So now I want to talk about something that is near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
Grass-fed beef.
Ah, yeah, I love it. I love it. I can't get enough of it. You're right.
Well, evidently, there's a drive for grass-fed beef. This was on, that's the name of the article on Fox News.
So it's on a mainstream media outlet now.
Yes, it says here, more and more consumers are paying a premium and seeking out beef, which is raised exclusively on grass. And then it explains what grass-fed means. Generally means once the cattle is weaned from mother's milk, it consumes grass in open pasture for the entire lifespan rather than getting fattened up on corn in feedlots during its final months.
Right.
But at the end of this article, I just want to point something out before we continue on. It talks about how the farmer, the rancher in Colorado, told that his animals are actually picking out the grasses that contain the nutrients their bodies are telling them that they need.
Yeah.
They don't just eat in one spot.
Right.
They go pick out what they need.
Right. And we just talked about this the other day when I had Dr. Torde on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've lost our instinct, but there was a period of time where we knew medicinally what plants to eat if we weren't feeling well. And we still see this in primates. We still see it in chimpanzees and apes. We know that when they're sick, they will seek out certain greenery in their realm there that they eat only while they're sick. And it happened. And then when scientists went and examined it, they found out that some of these shrubs had anti-thrombotic effects. Some of these shrubs had antibacterial effects. Some of them had effects where they would soothe the stomach, and they instinctively know.
Interestingly, we'll get back to the beef in a minute. I just want to mention this. I saw a documentary yesterday about monarch butterflies.
Yes.
They lay their egg and feed on milk thistle.
Milkweed, right?
Milkweed, which we all need to plant more milkweed in our gardens,
right,
by the way, because the butterflies need them. But they feed on this milkweed, and nothing else will eat the milkweed except for the butterflies.
And nothing else will
caterpillar.
Nothing else will eat the caterpillar because it stinks like the milkweed.
Well, with the exception of these red ants and birds will, but that's why they eat the milkweed, because it stinks and they put off a smell so that they don't want to eat the
nothing wants to eat them.
Nothing wants to eat them.
Yeah, they don't smell appetizing. It's like other animals probably come up and go, "Oh man, that stinks. I'm not eating that."
Mm-hmm.
And so they eat think about how small
the milkweed.
They eat the milkweed specifically because it imparts that odor into their skin, and other animal, and it acts as a defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
You know what? When we get out of our own way, we find out that everything we need is right here in our bodies.
Back to the grass-fed beef. According to this article, demand for grass-fed beef is growing at a rate of 20% a year.
That's huge.
That is huge.
Yeah.
And more stores are starting to offer grass-finished, but it says that retail availability is still limited. Trader Joe's, I found some steak at Trader Joe's for Carl that wasn't very,
it was
relatively inexpensive.
It was $9 for almost a pound and a half New York strip, grass-fed, 100% grass-fed.
It looked really nice when you took it off the grill.
It was delicious.
It
was delicious. It
looked beautiful, actually, the way, it had the grill marks on it. It looked great.
It was delicious. And we went back and bought a few more.
Uh-huh.
It was a bargain. No, go ahead.
Okay, but anyway, so in this article, there's a guy from the Center for Meat Safety and Quality at Colorado State University, Dr. Del Warner, who said that probably the biggest and most most truthful selling point about grass-finished beef is that it is generally leaner. Grass-finished beef has a more favorable ratio of omega-6s and omega-3 fatty acids and a higher level of CLAs, known for fighting cancer and fat. While this has personal health appeal to some, he said that there's not a major nutritional difference between the two types of beef.
And how can he say that in the same sentence before with what he said a moment before that?
Evidently, he doesn't understand what that means.
Well, no, he does, but he has to be. You see, this is where your cousin,
Bill,
Vicky.
Oh, Vicky, okay.
Who is a genius. I mean, she's an academician. She's I don't know what her accreditations are.
She has a couple PhDs and
right.
And she has one in
animal husbandry
genetics.
And animal genetics. Mm-hmm. And you know, and she's like, you know, raw milk is great for you, and all that organic stuff is great for you, but can't feed the world with that kind of stuff. And this is where people miss the boat, in my opinion. What he is saying is he doesn't want to say, look, we know that high omega-6 ratios lead to inflammation. And we know that every disease today that we are battling has some linkage to inflammation. And this is why beef gets a bad rap when it's conventional, because it does cause cancer. It does cause health problems because it's pro-inflammatory. Grass-fed, grass-finished beef is anti-inflammatory, just like salmon. The same discussion, they say, well, salmon's good for you because it's got omega-3 fatty acids in it. Well, guess what? The ratios of omega-3 to omega-6 in grass-fed, grass-finished beef are almost identical to that of salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to say, well, the only difference is that they're leaner and their fat is made up predominantly more of omega-3 versus omega-6 as opposed to conventional, there's really no benefits to eating it. Wait a minute. Dude, are you joking? We know that we need more omega-3s in our diet. You're contradicting your own statement here. Like, how can you say that?
Mm-hmm.
People should avoid conventionally raised beef at all costs.
It was almost as if he was kind of waffling back and forth.
Sure, because they're probably a big land grant school and they have to be careful whose Cheerios they pee in because Syngenta or somebody will get mad and say, hey, we can't be talking bad about conventionally grown beef that eats corn and soy because we supply corn and soy. And, you know, there's this whole chain of protectionism that occurs within academia.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that with Washington State. They came out and did that beautiful study that shows the transgenerational epigenetic effects of dioxin. You know, and we know that Monsanto and all these other companies are about to try to reuse dioxin within the pesticide side of the world. Basically Agent Orange. And I even said to him on the show, I said, how do you do a study like this and keep your grant money? You know, and it's hard. He goes, you know, we get a lot of flack, and that's why people need to support the school, because we're doing the work and putting the truth out there for the American public. We're not protecting the pesticide industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's coming apart at the seams in academia. You either have to start telling the truth about this stuff and not waffle, and find your grant money somewhere else, or you have to keep lying and keep your grant money. That's it. No, anyway, but there's no reason to eat conventional beef, in my humble opinion. And you can go to Trader Joe's and get grass-fed chopped meat and grass-fed steaks at bargain prices.
Well, that steak that you had was big enough to make two meals out of it.
It was like if you went to a restaurant and
for $9,
you got a one pound New York strip. And you'd pay $28 for that easily. And if it was grass-fed, you'd pay $40 for it easily. And I paid $9 for it. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. How many ounces was that?
It was a pound, I think. It was $9 a pound, I think. That's what it was.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, so this also was on Fox News. So kudos to Fox News for having some of these articles.
Right.
Widespread bacteria and drugs found in U.S. pork samples.
Really?
Yeah, it's talking about, and the article's talking about samples of U.S. pork chop and ground pork have been found to contain significant amounts of harmful and antibiotic-resistant bacteria, along with low levels of growth hormone used to promote growth in pigs.
Yeah.
And one of the bacteria they found in 69% of the tested samples. 69%.
Right.
Right.
And 3% to 7% of the pork samples contain dangerous bacteria such as salmonella, listeria, staphylococcus.
And you wonder where the listeria on the cantaloupes comes from, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's scary.
Well, I think that the way beef has gone, the way chicken has gone, now we're about to see animal husbandry being focused on the swine. We already see it in the smaller farms, these heritage hogs, which are leaner, by the way, and that's the argument you get from a lot of people within the current animal husbandry community is, wow, they're leaner. Yeah, what's wrong with that? Wow, they taste gamey. They taste like wild boar. Yeah, what's wrong with that? That's what they were supposed to taste like before you mutated them into these little pink fuzzy guys.
198 samples, they found bacteria, which were found to be antibiotic resistant.
Yeah.
From all the antibiotics
that
they're
get.
Pumping into these
right.
poor pigs.
Right, right. And so, and then people, and we have to clean up the pork situation. The next thing is the swines. They have to, we have to start choosing swine, pork coming from humanely raised animals that are raised the way pigs are supposed to be raised.
And one last thing, about one-fifth of the pork products tested contain low levels of the drug ractopamine,
okay.
Which is used in pigs raised for food to accelerate their growth and leanness. It's, this drug is approved here in the U.S., but it's banned in European Union, in the European Union, China, and Taiwan.
Yeah. And countries, you know, like China, everybody gives China flack. Like, they don't care about their people. Their people have horrible conditions. And this is probably true. And at the same time, if it is true, then what does it say about them banning something and we keep using it?
Exactly.
Like, if they don't care about their people and their people have to live in horrible conditions and their health is not important and China bans it and we still use it, something is really wrong here. Mm-hmm. Something is really wrong. So.
Okay, we have to take a break.
Yes. How did you know that? God, you're getting really good at this, Elisa. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We have a little bit more to talk about.
Right? Uh-huh. We've got some listener questions and comments.
Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
You doing okay over there?
Yeah, I was having like a coughing spell. My allergies have been bothering me this winter. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. I'm taking everything that you could imagine that claims to aid your, cure your allergies, and it's not working for me.
I just wanted to mention, last week we talked about the Hostess company that was going under. And Albert Woody posted on my timeline on Facebook, Hostess Brands debt, $50 to $60 million in outstanding to debt is outstanding to trade creditors, $36 million in lease obligations, $850 million of secured debt outstanding, $75 million debtor in possession loan, and $180 million in accrued workers' compensation liabilities. So I think his point was that there's more to the story than just the workers not taking the deal.
Oh, no. If you remember what I said that day, was the company hadn't been profitable in 8 years.
Uh-huh.
They were insolvent for 8 years. They kept owing people money for 8 years. So they were going under. Don't get me wrong. It's not like it was a great company and the workers struck and put it out of business. I don't know that if the workers even would have agreed to the pay discounts and worked another year, that anything would have been any different for Hostess.
Says after years of mismanagement and being loaded down with debt by private equity firms, Hostess Brands has liquidated, laid off its workers, and blamed unionized workers for its failures.
Yeah.
So, and you did say that there was mismanagement.
Yeah, it was 8 years. They were unprofitable for 8 years. I mean, the companies don't. I don't know any company that can stay in business for 8 years. I know I can't make out that picture either. You're looking at it? I can tell that you're just looking at it.
There's a picture from Kirk Anderson.
I think it's sideways.
My improvised standing workstation. It is sideways, but it's he has his computer on top of two boxes so that he can stand up and work on his computer.
Ah, yes, I see. Now you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Good job, Kirk.
Yeah. See, so we're making changes in the community here. People are standing up and working. It's a wonderful
thing. He says he's going to do the same thing, but he's going to put two other boxes on there and use non-baby pamper boxes.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. We have
a couple listener questions. Did we have? We had one.
No, yeah, hold on. Let me see. Okay. This comes from Ilya Poznak. Hey, Carl, I was listening to one of the Casual Friday episodes, and something you and Elisa said about GMO products jogged my memory. a question I had about the show. I just got wondering whether you had done a previous show where you dedicated an hour or so to the discussion of why GMO is exactly bad. It seems to be that a lot of people find it hard to believe that GMO may be harmful, arguing your organic vegetables were once genes as well. So how can adding or removing a few genes cause harm? Thanks for your hard work. Now, I don't know that Ilya believes that. Ilya is saying that that's the argument that he or she is. Ilya's a guy, right?
I thought it was.
I'm sorry. I think Ilya is a male name. I'm sorry if I'm wrong. I'm really, really embarrassed right now. But okay. So I think that you're paraphrasing. You're saying this is what people are saying out there. And if they are saying that, I would just say, have you ever heard of a disease being caused by a genetic mutation or modification? Have you ever heard of a child being born with some sort of anomaly because of a genetic mutation or genetic modification? So just because things have genes doesn't mean that, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's the sequencing of genes that's important. It's the array and the order of genes that's important that gives something its thumbprint, if you will. And when you make a GMO food, the problem, as it's been explained to me by several people now, is you don't place the protein that you're injecting into corn, for instance. You don't place it specifically in this area and that area. The way it was explained to me one time when we did a show on genetically modified soybean and how it destroys the lining of the stomach of pigs and gives pigs the same disorders, IBS, GERD, and irritable, what's the other one? Inflammatory bowel, disease, is that if you had a ring of marbles and you took a marble and you shot it into the ring and it hit a couple, bounced off, and it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you took that marble and picked it up and you shot it again. It would not necessarily hit the same marbles and stop in the same place. It's kind of like a crapshoot, the way they get this genetic modification to occur. They just want to get that protein in there because that protein is what makes it resistant to Roundup, let's say, for instance. And so.
And they don't care where it goes.
No. And it changes. And then our body doesn't recognize it the way it recognized it before. And this is a fact. We know this. We see it the way foods are not being metabolized once they're modified. So I don't think the problem is whether or not there are genes in there. It's fooling with the orientation, and the array of the way they are laid out that changes them. And we know this. I mean, what is that, Down syndrome, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Children who have Down syndrome, they have like one modification, genetic modification, boom. That's it. One genetic modification. They have all these genes that every other child has, but then they have one that's just kind of out of sequence.
They all have different ones?
No.
They all have that same one.
Yeah, and then they have Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we know that when you start moving things around, nature lays these things out after thousands and thousands and millions of years of perfecting it. And then you just go willy-nilly, I'm going to move that over there and push that back over there because now it'll do this for me. You're messing with millions of years of evolution.
Well, Ilya is a guy, and he lives in Australia.
Yeah.
And I think that we do have so many new listeners that may not be aware of
the whole GMO. We have the time to
do
another GMO show.
A whole show on it. Yeah.
There's a couple good minds out there when it comes to GMO science, and we'll get somebody on the show quickly. Ginny, if you're listening, I'm sure that you have some arrows in your quiver that we can go after and get somebody on the show to really explain to the audience how the whole genetic modification works and why it may not be a wise thing, and maybe in some cases why it is a wise thing. So That's it. What else do we have, Elisa?
I think that that's about it.
Well, we've had a great week here in the studio.
I really enjoyed the show with Dr. Sarkar and the breast cancer.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Eye-opening. If you guys haven't listened to it yet, you should.
Yeah, and to the women out there who are still using Spanx while your body is in transition, if you listen to that show, you'll get a move on getting your body in transition, out of transition, and into a leaner state, because the linkage between obesity and breast cancer is very, very clear and very undisputable.
And what would you say to someone who says that, well, I'm thin and it can't be because of obesity that I got the breast cancer?
Well, that person may be thin,
but still have metabolic markers.
Because they're carrying way too much body fat.
Well, he did talk about the connection with inflammation in the body.
Yeah. And seeing that comes back to the discussion about grass-fed beef.
Mm-hmm.
I just read, I've been reading a couple research pieces. It's just amazing how scientists today are going, well, we found this, and that, and we realized that there is a linkage to inflammation and this response. It's like
everything goes back.
Yeah, and it's like, but you're going, duh, like, okay, we know that. Let's start telling people how to reduce inflammation without taking drugs, too, you know, because you don't have to take drugs to reduce inflammation. But, like, let's tell people how to reduce inflammation so they can stack the odds
so
in their favor.
So many people think they have to take drugs, you know, from our parents' generation especially.
I don't think they think they have to. I actually think people want to. Because I don't think people want to modify their lives. They want to, like for instance, I just sent Ginny another study that shows metformin can help women fighting ovarian cancer. We just did a show where we talked about how it can help fight breast cancer.
That's
right?
What Dr. Sarkar was
right.
talking about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to Ginny in the email, when will they get it that it's the glucose connection? Why not just tell these people when they are diagnosed with cancer, you have to learn to live on a ketogenic diet while you're getting your therapy. You have to cut out all starches, all sugars.
They won't do it.
That's my point. They'd rather go, well, don't you have a pill? Because I want to eat pizza tonight. I'm going to the girls. I'm playing bunco. I want to eat pizza tonight. I don't want to have to not eat pizza. Well, just eat the cheese and the tomato sauce. Don't eat the bread. I mean, that's all it would take. But the reality is, if you want to avoid cancer, spend a lot less time raising your blood sugar.
And what about the whole gluten-free thing? People think that if you go gluten-free, that's going
to
help.
Yeah, we went to a place recently called the Mellow Mushroom.
We took my niece and nephew there.
Worst restaurant I've ever been to in my life.
It was awful, but people are raving about it because they have a gluten-free
pizza line. Yeah, they have a gluten-free
menu.
Yeah, their pizza is gluten-free.
It's awful.
Big deal. Big deal. The gluten is a problem, don't get me wrong, for allergic reactions and to some degree for inflammation. But the reality is, all that dough is raising your blood sugar. It's not good for you. So when doctors say, start doing research going, hey, ketogenic diet reduces recovery time of breast cancer and ovarian cancer instead of going to metformin, then they'll start making real life story changes, because people will go, oh, so I got cancer because of the food I eat? Really? Yeah. Yep. That's why you got it. I have rheumatoid arthritis because of my
food. So many people do not think it's their lifestyle. They think it's their genetics. They do, or environmental. They don't think it's their lifestyle.
Well, and that genetics, as Adele Moussa points out, it's another cop out. Because people want to be able to say, it's not my fault. I didn't do this to myself. I haven't lived with rheumatoid arthritis for 18 years because I'm an idiot. It's because of my genetics. No, you may be genetically predisposed to it, but you didn't have to develop it. And you can reverse it.
I love the saying, genetics are the gun, lifestyle is the trigger.
That's it. Absolutely. And so, yeah, we had a lot of great shows this week. And we've got lots of great shows planned for next week.
One other thing I want to mention about the breast cancer show, the new type of detection that they're coming out with sounds awesome. I can't wait to see if someone in our area is going to have that.
And you heard about it here on Super. They're not even. It's not even out yet. They said it's going to be about a year before it's available.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't even tell me the name of it yet.
You lay on a table with holes, and your breasts go through the holes, and they're immersed in water, and they put electrodes on you.
Right.
And there's no radiation.
Right. And your breasts are not squeezed in between two plastic panels, and they're floating in water. And mm-hmm. there's a couple high school students laying on the floor looking up at you, taking pictures for their YouTube video as your breasts float in water above them. But anyway, yeah, I know. It's amazing, right?
It is. And you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, don't forget that anyway. Okay, listen, thanks for listening this week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.